eyes of the little girl.
Yeah, the devil moves in crowds.
Exactly. You know, and it's part of the greater spiritual war, which I think humanity is coming into terms with that, like, it even exists right now, because before it's kind of just hoo-boo-joo-boo stuff, and now there's kind of like another renaissance going for Christianity. And as far as what you said for Israel, you know, like, they've turned into the monsters they railed against from World War II, you know, a la Hitler, and they're opening concentration camps, and what they did to Palestine is, like, you know, absolutely horrible. I think they're cooking the numbers, you know, yeah. And it makes me just think, like, the world needs Jesus.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, like, and interestingly enough, Trump has to kind of play this fine dance between all of it, and he's getting all the blame, you know, which is kind of a tough situation for him to be in. But, you know, that's what he said he was going to do, his promises that he made. So he kind of has to lay in the bed that he made.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to come off as if I'm apologizing for Trump here, because he absolutely should release everything about the Epstein files. He should stop acting like it's a nothing burger, and he should certainly avoid criticizing people who are critical of him not releasing it. I promise all those things. That being said, he never really promised that he was going to release the Epstein files. It's hard to find a clip of that. He said he probably would, or he would be inclined to, or he might. He warned of lacking of credible information in the Epstein files repeatedly when he was interviewed about it on Lex Fridman's show last September, before that with others when he was asked about it. So he's always been kind of wishy-washy on the Epstein things. In fact, I was surprised to see that within his first week of office, he signed an executive order to release the Epstein files because he was so wishy-washy about it. So I fell for it too. I thought that he had promised that he would release the Epstein files. I don't think that he actually did, man.
I distinctly remember him talking about justice.
Yes.
You know? And if there's not justice for the children, this planet's doomed. And, you know, we
was he referring to the children of the Epstein thing, or was he referring to the children that were trafficked, the 320,000?
You know, you can play semantics, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to stop. He's the executive. He has to stop.
And I'm not trying to be cute in defend form, like I said.
Yeah. But, like, he has to roll it up, and, like, it's kind of like a situation that if it doesn't happen now, it's just going to keep boiling in the background.
Yeah, speaking of, if it doesn't happen now, today they released 230,000 classified documents pertaining to Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, and apparently there's, like, no new really meaningful information in any of it. Tulsi Gabbard issued a statement today, and I believe it was him who famously said, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? And that's what you're saying about Trump and this Epstein thing. I totally agree with you. Thank you for your call, Godzilla. Lynn in Indianapolis, what is on your mind?
Tomorrow's news today, a pre-show on X and a post-show.
Okay.
And you could appoint co-hosts, and, you know, they could discuss it, and you know, they could have guests, too, coming up.
You want me to do, like, an X Spaces before and after the show? Let other people talk a lot? I like it. That's a good idea. I tell you what, when we get out of this stranglehold that we're in because of this lawfare and we hire some more crew, I'll see to it that we get something like that done, Lynn. I love you, buddy. Steve in Colorado. Steve, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm going to be very honest with you, Chase. I love the content. By the way, you're doing wonderful.
Thank you.
We need to not go after Obama. This is going to open it up for the Democrats next time they get into power to go after any Republican that may have been in power. This is going to open up everything. We need to leave Obama alone and just focus on the future of this country. We can't focus on Obama. Comey, sure. All those guys, fair game. But Obama, leave him be. Because it's going to open up the floodgates for Democrats to do the same thing to Trump and any other Republican that comes after Trump. And vice versa. Just move on and let's fix the country.
Yeah, and we have to really fix the systems. Because the problem isn't that we have bad people running these institutions. The problem is that the institutions are inherently corrupt. So no matter who runs them, they suck. Doesn't matter who runs the CIA. The CIA is still going to do CIA shit. Doesn't matter who runs the FBI, the FBI's still going to do FBI shit. Because those systems are, well, shit. Apologies to the crew for having to dump that 3 times in 7 seconds. Because we're on radio and we're supposed to have a family audience. But it gets a little rowdy here on Tomorrow's News Tonight. It is 10:25 p.m. for Christ's sake. And I am going to take more of your calls on the other side of this break coming up. But I just want to show you this little teaser. This is clip 19. And I support the big, beautiful bill. I have problems with it. But there's nothing that makes me more reluctant to support the big, beautiful bill than seeing Mike Johnson just kiss its ass so much. Let's watch 19.
We called it the One Big Beautiful Bill for a reason. It's arguably the most consequential piece of legislation that Congress has passed in generations. Some would argue maybe in the top 2 or 3 in the history of the U.S. Congress. So it's big. There's a lot in it. And every American is going to benefit from that because we wrote it, geared it for hardworking Americans. Middle and lower class families will see the greatest benefit out of the tax cuts. Every American will enjoy the benefit of historic savings. We saved nearly $1.6 trillion in taxpayer funding there. We cut out fraud, waste, and abuse. We're restoring to American energy dominance. We sealed the border once and for all, and on and on and on. So we'll begin to see the effects of that almost immediately.
We can't waste our time on Epstein and other stuff that are going on here that some people want us to focus on. I've about had it with all that stuff. We better focus on who we are, what we're doing, where we want to take the country, and what they want to do to the country.
And Mr. Trump's Speaker, just pumping out truth posts about how everybody's got to watch Life, Liberty, and Levin right now. And it's because Mike Johnson's on there talking about how great the big, beautiful bill is. And look, I support it, but Mike Johnson's a snake. You just wait and see how much of a snake he is. And don't even get me started on Mark Levin, who I'm ashamed to say I listened to on the radio those years and years ago, driving back and forth to school in Nashville, Tennessee. We're coming up on a break. I'm taking more of your calls on either side. I see Wars of the Info, Defiant, Undergotten, Rick, Johnny Freight Train, Cheesehead, Nick, Debbie, all on the board. It's so good to see these calls come in. Before we go to break, please go to the alexjonesstore.com. Just take a look around. We have an amazing deal right now called the Buy One, Get One Bombshell Sale. And it is a bombshell. We're trying to drop bombs in this information war, and we're trying to make deals as enticing as possible because we develop the highest quality products at the lowest cost possible. And then we have insane sales on top of that because we need your support just as much as you need our products and what InfoWars, these hosts, this crew, stand for in the information war. Right now, you can buy one, get one of ultramethylene blue, the tincture version. You can buy one, get one of the Shilajit capsules. And you can buy one, get one of the CMOS gummies. Look, the ultramethylene blue lights you up like a Christmas tree. You'll feel like you're plugged into the wall. It helps you be more efficient at absorbing oxygen, drops off extra electrons into your mitochondria to empower your body for natural energy with no crash whatsoever. You can take it, light up, and then go to sleep if you need to. It's amazing. The Shilajit gummies, loaded with all of the incredible and frankly mysterious benefits of Shilajit, the safest form of Shilajit that Mike Adams has ever tested for vitality. Testosterone levels plus the ultimate CMOS gummies with Irish CMOS to help your thyroid detoxify your body from all the toxins in the air, water, and food that we consume. Get it for your mind, body, and your soul because you're not just helping your mind and body by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You're keeping us on the air.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that